Today's scripture is 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 to 18.
요한일서 4장 17절에서 18절 말씀 읽어드립니다.
By this love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. Because as He is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, this is the 44th lecture of 1 John. 1 John 4:17 says, by this love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. Because as He is, so also are we in this world. It says those who have received the Holy Spirit, who have realized the love of God and abide in that love, can be confident on the day of judgment. Hebrews 9:27 says, and inasmuch as it is appointed for man to die once, and after this comes judgment, everybody has a limited life, whether they are rich or poor. Whether believer or not, everyone will have to stand before the judgment after their life on this earth is over. Those who lived in sins will receive the punishment for their sins. According to the magnitude of their sins, they will forever suffer in the lake of fire or lake of sulfur. But those who accepted the Lord and lived in the truth will receive the judgment of rewards. According to each one's faith and hard work, they will receive glory, the dwelling place, and rewards. Most of those who do not accept the gospel, saying, "Where is God?" fear death too. Is there anybody who says, "Where is God?" Because you don't believe completely and you doubt? And in summer, every summer we have typhoons. You know, they always come, even though they are not welcomed. And mostly, they come in the first week of August or the week before. And this week, this time also, this year too, and you are seeing it. What happened to the typhoon? How it is disappearing. The weather forecast said rain today, tomorrow, and day after tomorrow. Because the typhoon landed on Korea. Right now it is passing Gunsan, and it is moving very slowly. So until tomorrow and day after tomorrow, it's supposed to have a lot of rain. And how is this typhoon changing? I prayed in the early morning today, also Friday, and it weakened so much. And I prayed again in the Sunday morning service, and the church staff is checking the conditions. And after my prayer, it was weakened even more. So it says Typhoon Nakri coming to an end, and it'll rain tomorrow. Of course, it won't rain where we are, but anyway, there won't be any big heavy rain. And tonight, it'll die out. And right now, it was weakened as a small size from a mid-sized typhoon. So it was a mid-sized typhoon. Now it almost disappeared.
These
typhoons, there are, but if we accept all the damage of the typhoon, we can't have a summer retreat. Which organization will have, in this summer, big outward event? Athletic day, campfire, and a meeting. Outside, all 3 days, outside. They will have events only indoors, but we do it. We do outdoor events without having any problem. And this year too, even though there was typhoon, we will still have our retreat for 3 days, until 4 days, until Thursday. And you are seeing it directly. The typhoon arrived at the southern coast of South Korea, and it is coming up north. And if it didn't die out, if it didn't weaken, we couldn't have had our outdoor events tomorrow. We would have had it in the rain. But this mid-sized typhoon became small-sized, and now it almost disappeared. And still, there are people who don't accept the gospel, saying, "Where is God?" But even those people, they fear death. It's because their spirit instinctively feels the life to come and heaven and hell. But even though they act like they're brave, where is heaven and hell? Where is judgment? Deep in their heart, they're afraid. But those children of God who abide in the truth do not have to fear. The unbelievers, even though they are afraid, they think their worldly pleasure is stronger. And they think they won't have any fun in their life. So they just keep on living as they are living now, even though they are afraid. But we believers, rather than the worldly pleasures, we have the hope of heaven. And it is something happier, more joyful. Because we surely believe. If you do not really believe, we might think we'll find out after we die. Or even though we are afraid, we are not sure, so we still commit sins. Because otherwise we would just love the worldly things. We believers, it is not something joyful or entertaining, you know. For the believers, it is boring. It is not fun at all, but the worldly people or those who have weak faith, they find joy and happiness in those things, from the things that will lead them to death. And even though they know there is hell, they do the things that lead them to hell, not being able to overcome their desire, their lust. And those who still doubt, I have such great pity on you. It is something so pitiful. But because we have this summer retreat, through these events, I hope you will be convinced and you will have true faith that God is there, experiencing the works of God. And I hope you will have, I believe, you will have a happy and good summer retreat. Those children of God who abide in the truth do not have to fear. They just long for the final day. They wait for the Lord to come and take them to heaven where there is no tear or sorrow. especially those who have cultivated the Holy Spirit, namely those who have cultivated the love of God completely, will be even more confident on the day of judgment. God will also wear a happy smile seeing those men of the Holy Spirit at the judgment. God will rejoice over them, thinking, I had to endure endless pain, but I feel rewarded for cultivating human beings. I urge you, dear members, to not only be confident, but also become joy to the Father on the day of judgment. Second part of verse 17 says, because as He, the Lord, is, so also are we in this world. What does it mean by as He is? Conclusively speaking, He fulfilled the love. That is, in Him, He manifested signs and wonders with great power and taught the truth with powerful authority over His words. He healed the sicknesses and the infirmities of the souls and gave hope to them, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Even for those evil people who are refusing Him, He gave His life on the cross. His life itself was perfect love. If we cultivate perfect love like Jesus did, we can also be confident on the day of judgment as explained in the previous verse. But Jesus not only enjoyed glory, but also received many sufferings on this earth, even though He had great power. Those who walk in the light are confident and receive everything they ask before God. And why did Jesus have to undergo sufferings? John chapter 3, verses 20 to 21 says, "For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed." Some of the church members, they would like to see me, they come to see me, but some of them, they try to hide behind other people. But he who practices the truth comes to the light so that his deeds may be manifested as having been wrote in God. While human cultivation is in progress on this earth, the evil spirits control those who belong to the flesh. At the time of Jesus too, the evil people, being incited by Satan, stood against Jesus. For example, Jesus taught that one could not serve both money and God, giving a warning against greed. This morning, there was a son in the morning who was telling me he wouldn't have any more greed, and he would cast away all that greed. And greed eventually leads you to hell. So the Bible always warns us of those things. And those who had greed, in the Bible we can find out those people who had greed, they fell into hell when they were attacking the city of Ai or Judas Iscariot. Even though he was a disciple, he went to hell because he didn't cast away greed. And Ananias and Sapphira, because of greed, they went the way of death. So greed is something very fearful, and that's why it is supposed to be cast away. And in the beginning of the church, God told me, if your church members, if they just cast away greed, I will bless them abundantly. And if they don't cast away greed, God can't bless them, because if they are blessed, they will eventually go the way of death. So financial blessing is not good all the time. Those who are in spirit, they don't have greed any longer. So if they receive blessings, they will spend for good cause, giving glory to God. But otherwise, their greed will lead them to hell. You don't think so? But greed will only increase. If you have one, you don't want to have two. If you have two, you want to have three. If you have a house, you want to have a bigger house, an even bigger house, more land. So when the Lord calls your spirit, it is useless. It is nothing. And you try so hard to buy those things. And it's fortunate if you go to heaven, but what is the use if you fall into hell? So greed is so fearful. Something so fearful. But you collect and save so many meaningless things, which will be so good if they are spent for the kingdom of God. For example, Jesus taught that one could not serve both money and God, giving a warning against greed. If they had been longing for the truth, thinking of ways to meet God, people's ears must have opened wide when they heard something like that. They would feel it is as sweet as honey, thinking, I should also get rid of greed for money. I will save money through honest means and help those who are in need. But those greedy priests and Pharisees, they felt offended by such teaching against greed, and for that reason they hated Jesus. Light and darkness cannot coexist. Those who long for the light in their heart will incline towards the light. But those who want to dwell in darkness dislike and even persecute the light. So when I watch the church members carefully, men of spirit, they gather, and men of flesh, they gather together. If you are a man of flesh, why don't you hang out with the man of spirit, have fellowship with the man of spirit? So flesh inclines towards flesh. And naturally, of course, spirit, men of spirit, they gather together, hang out together, have fellowship together, but they also try to give faith and interact with the man of flesh. You know, man of flesh, they just want to hang out with the man of flesh because they just joke around and they can watch what they don't have to watch. They can hear what they don't have to hear. And they can think, they can say the things they don't have to say. But men of spirit, you know, in front of men of spirit, you can't say those things. You shouldn't hear, you shouldn't watch, or you shouldn't say the things that you're not supposed to. So they can't really get along. They don't have fellowship. So that's why light and darkness cannot coexist. So those families that go into spirit, their family give out the light. And I watch them carefully. If a child goes into the spirit, the family is changed. The darkness goes away. So gradually, they are changing by the light because darkness cannot bear with the light. It has to go away. It is painful for darkness. That's why their families can be evangelized and they can have peace. In case of a deacon, Jindun Ju, and his wife is also in spirit. He's in spirit. And his younger sister is also in spirit. And his father is also in spirit. His dad, his father, a pastor. And his daughter is in fifth grade. She is just before the rock of faith. His wife, his sister, his father. And if this little daughter goes into spirit, they will all be in spirit. So, how did this family go into spirit so quickly? And his father, his, the pastor, taught them so strictly. And Jin Dong-ju, he was always kind of nervous. You cannot, but you're not really supposed to teach, always be strict. You have to have love and generosity together. And if they go astray, they will put the blame on the father. But truthfully, I mean, in the truth, they obeyed, and fortunately, they didn't. So light and darkness cannot coexist, and if anybody goes into spirit, they soon change by the light, and they begin to receive blessings. Those who long for the light in their heart will incline towards the light, but those who want to dwell in darkness dislike and even persecute the light. If they don't know the truth, they even persecute the light, and they dislike the light. So if those who like the light, love the light, they will have fellowship with the man of spirit, and if you just hang out with men of flesh, you don't come into spirit very quickly. They want the light which reveals the darkness to go away. The darkness. When the believers act in the truth, they might be persecuted like Jesus was. 2 Timothy 3:12 says, "Indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." All who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. There will be persecutions. But if you don't consider persecutions as persecutions, you can just do that. So I never really thought or felt I was persecuted. Because I didn't care about those things. Even if there were, I would just pray with give thanks in my prayers and overcome. And when I was a new believer, there was some persecution from my brothers or sisters. If I wanted to fast, they were asking for alcohol. In the beginning, when I overcame those things a couple of times, I was not persecuted from my unbelieving family members. Those who have good conscience rejoice over the good deeds of the believers. Those who are stained by the untruth do not want to hear the truth. So they don't like to hear the truth. They just like the untruth. Within 300 years after Jesus resurrected and ascended into heaven, there were a dozen great persecutions against the early church. Once nationwide persecution was launched, their wealth and fame were taken, and many of them became crippled or killed by torture. When John the Apostle wrote the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John and the book of Revelation, there was great persecution too. Many of his fellow apostles, including Peter, were already martyred by the persecution of Nero. John the Apostle was captured during the persecution of the Domitian and was exiled to the Patmos Island. He did not only suffer himself, but he had to watch his beloved believers suffer in the persecution. I visited the Patmos Island too, and when John was there, he was praying all the time. Nobody was... Now it's a tourist place, but it was just an island. It was not easy to get there. So once you're exiled and you're there, you cannot come out at all. So he just lived in prayer. And because he prayed, he was standing. And that is the place where he placed his hands. So there was a, the rock was carved inside because he was praying so much. John wanted the believers to remember the life of Jesus so that they could overcome such situations. He taught them that as Jesus was on this earth, namely as he practiced only truth with perfect love and overcame hardships, they could do the same. John encouraged the believers to abide in the light by looking forward to the glory of the day of judgment. No matter what kinds of sufferings we go through for the name of the Lord, we can overcome anything by thinking about the beloved Lord, and with the hope that we will participate in the glory of the Lord after this short life is over. Furthermore, especially if you are martyred, persecuted and martyred for the name of the Lord, right now if you can go into third kingdom, if you are martyred, then you will be able to go into New Jerusalem. You will go a level higher in the heavenly dwelling place. Is it something unconditional? So if you become a martyr, you will go to a third kingdom of heaven. God considers it same as sanctification. Those who are martyred can go to a third kingdom of heaven. And those who are already qualified to go into third kingdom, they can go to New Jerusalem. The reason is, if you have the faith to be martyred, so if he wasn't martyred, if you go on your believing life, you will definitely get rid of all sins and evil. So you'll have at least the fourth level of faith. And if you are martyred, having great faith, you will go into New Jerusalem. The following verse, verse 18, also explains about perfect love that is free of fear. 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment. And the one who fears is not perfected in love. Sometimes we hear in the news, even unbelievers overcome fear with love. For example, some parents go into a house that is on fire to save their children, or go into water to save their drowning children and die together. But those who have cultivated true love give their love not just to their physical family, but also to everyone. Also, their love does not change in any situation. Love is something that never changes. Spiritual love doesn't change even with the passage of time. They always have the same heart and it'll only increase. If it changes, it is only fleshly love. Spiritual love never changes, even with the passage of time. It'll only become greater if it gets deepened more and greater. So, it can go into the depth that we cannot fathom. There are also men of flesh and new believers too, so I can't explain the depth, all the depths, but if you understand this depth of love, you'll be just so happy. It is not just this kind of love, the deep spiritual love. It is something so happy. Those who have cultivated this kind of love on this earth, they'll be even happier in heavenly kingdom. So spiritual love never changes. This is just in. Typhoon Nakri died out at 3 p.m. today. Actually, last week, you know, the news kept on saying. There were going to be rain on our summer retreat days, the days when we would have a summer retreat. So now you don't have to worry about rain because the typhoon disappeared. Even though the weather forecasts say there are going to be rains, I don't believe any of our church members was worried. Oh, I'll take an umbrella with me. I believe, of course, it's up to you. But, well. I've never used an umbrella for so many decades. Maybe, of course, when in the churchyard, maybe for a couple of minutes. Ruth was a person who had cultivated such true love. When Ruth left her hometown following her mother-in-law, she had no hope because she didn't have a means for making a living. But she did not have any room to worry about herself or to look for another way. It's because she could never let her elderly mother-in-law, who did not have a husband or children, go alone. When Ruth arrived in the foreign land, she gleaned the field to make a living and serve her mother-in-law. But she never said that it was hard. So in your believing life, if you love God, you cannot say it's hard. God tells us to rejoice always. Give thanks in all circumstances. If you say, oh, it's hard, and those who are sick, if you are on the rock of faith or above, and if you're sick, it is not something, it is hard, something that is hard. It is a blessing that will be given later. Through that trial, your faith can increase. So you can rejoice. You should rejoice all the time. And Bible, if you're sick, the Bible tells us not to hide it, but to let it be known. Ask for elders to pray for you. And later, if you are healed, you can give glory to God. I was sick because of this reason, but I was healed by God's power. So you can give glory to God. So if somebody is sick, I say, in case of praise leader Ju Kyung Han, when she was sick, did she hide it? She didn't hide it. Even though she was so sick, she came before me to receive my prayer. She attended all kinds of worship services, and she attended Daniel prayer meeting, even though she was so sick. And yet, did she get better? No. She only got worse. Her coughing and her lungs, one of her lungs was completely gone. It only got worse. And her coughs were so severe. And just by one cough, her bones would feel so much pain. So she had to hold her bones before she would cough. And the pain was so great. And yet she didn't miss any worship service. Because she was coming before the Father God and she wanted to be healed by the Father God. This is spiritual faith. And yet she was not healed. Then it's a blessing. There must be good plan of God by letting her feel the pain. She could feel the love of God and her faith could grow up to a greater extent. Because eventually she would be healed. Unless she would forsake her faith, she would be healed. Anyway, if she died, she goes to heaven. But of course at the time, I don't know if she went to New Jerusalem at that time, but anyway, so that's why she, but if you live by the word of God and are faithful to God's kingdom, there is no reason for you to die. So if you overcome those trials, you can give glory to God. She never said that it was hard. She did not think in fear, like, I'm still young and did I leave my hometown to suffer like this? When the mother dies and I get old, I do not have any children or relatives. And who will I rely on? Should I look for a way for me to survive now? She just lived a faithful life each day and just thought about how to make her mother-in-law more comfortable. Put yourself in her shoes. Would you be able to do the same? Would you be able to serve your mother-in-law while having no hope? There was no hope for the future, not even a thread of hope. But she just served. Would you be able to do the same? Meanwhile, God gave her peace and joy from above, and God guided her to a way of great blessing, both physically and spiritually. Worrying or having fear about the future does not mean the current hardship will go away or blessings will come. As Matthew 6:27 says, "And who of you by being worried can add a single hour to his life? We cannot make one hair on our head grow by worrying." This morning in the basement of my residence, I said to the members, "What is true faith? If you worry about something, it means there's no faith. Those who are sick." If you really believe that there will be explosive works of divine healing, you don't have to worry about anything. You won't have any worries. But even a man of spirit, even though they believe, they are worried. Oh, senior pastor. What am I going to do after I'm healed? Should I take a little bit of rest? If you are healed, it is the end. Then why do you have to take a rest? And why do you have to take a rest to recover your body and so on? If you are healed, it is recovery. If you are healed, you will recover. Some people who are seriously sick, they take a period to recover even after the healing, cure. But look at me too. Once I hear the money is come in, I'll recover so quickly. And that is the time when the justice fulfilled. Justice is met. Then I will recover immediately. I have no life energy, life force. But I have to eat well and sleep well and take a rest for several months. No, I don't have to do that. Within a couple of days, I will recover immediately. So this is what faith is like. So if you believe, you will be healed. And that person was asking me, what should I do after I am healed in this summer retreat? So there is worry goes first. And that is a word of without faith. So by worrying, we cannot make one hair on our head grow. Those who are worrying, those who always spray muan sweet water, your hairs do not grow up. And what is so hard about growing your hair? If you spray muan sweet water so much, they should grow. And why wouldn't they grow? There are some who spray and their hairs grow. And there are some whose hairs don't grow. And for some people, they have double-edged eyelids, while some others don't. If you are healthy, your scalp is healthy, your mind is healthy, your thoughts are healthy, and you can operate it with your heart. It's going to be so good to have hairs, more hairs, and harbor it in your heart that you want to have more hairs on your head. And just harbor it in your heart and pray. Pray for them. Oh, they will grow up. But do not give up after like 6 months. Also, you have muan sweet water. Or you can just have faith and harbor it in your heart. And those who are losing hairs, you shouldn't be losing your hairs. Particular loss of hair. Anyway, we cannot make one hair grow on our head by worrying. But why is it here? Because God can do it. If we have faith, we can do it too by the power of God. If we have faith and pray with faith, God will do it for us. As we just keep on walking in the light and fulfill our duties with love, God will look at the goodness in us and change our difficulty into blessing. So look at those who receive the blessing of God. First, it is goodness of heart. Those who are good, they are loved by God. Those who have goodness without evil. Of course, there must be love and faith and everything, but if you are good-hearted, you have love. They are loved by God. And those who are good, they receive help from God. But there are people who look good on the outside, but inside they are not good. Outside, they are gentle, but they are not good-hearted. So you should be able to discern. But even the leaders, they are not really able to. There are few who can really discern between good and evil. Suppose there is a good person who can turn the other cheek when one of his cheek is struck. And even though he is mocked, he suffers contempt. He doesn't get angry, or he's still gentle. But that doesn't mean he's good-hearted. One has to be good in the sight of God. One has to be righteous in the sight of God. So one has to be gentle in the sight of God. Suppose the church of God, somebody comes and pollutes the sanctuary of God with some trash or something, and being meek, oh, please go outside. That's not something gentle. In the sight of God, it is not gentleness. It is a fool or it is to be evil. Polluting the polluting the sanctuary of God with sewage. Oh, just please go. It is to spit on God's face. And you just stay calm and gentle. Suppose there's some strong people, like gang members, to try to destroy the church. And will you just say, oh, please just go? Oh, please bear with us? Is that to be gentle? Those are really good-hearted, because they love God. If it is a disgrace against God, and they cannot just watch disgracing God. And for those who are cowardly, and they just do not say anything about disgracing God, and you cannot call them good-hearted. So I hope you will have a proper discernment between good and evil. There are many, so you cannot say a person is good-hearted if he doesn't obey God. Dear brothers and sisters, generally, the most fundamental reason why people have fear is because, as explained in the verses above, they can feel there is judgment. The law of the spiritual realm says that the wages of sin is death, and we reap what we sow. So if you commit sins, you reap death. If you commit sins, you go to hell. I tell you many times, if the Bible says, in any place, if you commit sins, you will go to heaven, bring it to me. I reward you greatly. The result of sin is hell, death. So it never says you'll be saved by commission of sins. So everybody, prophets, apostles, abstain from every form of evil. Cast away all sins. So whatever you sow, you reap. If you sow goodness, you reap the good fruit. If you sow evil, you reap evil fruit. If you store up goodness, you will bear good fruit. And if you store up evil, you will bear evil fruit. Of course, people will not reap all the fruits just on this earth. They might face disasters for the evil they piled up on this earth. But also, they might live without a disaster on this earth, but receive punishment on the judgment day. So if you commit sins, if you receive punishments, it is blessing for you. Rather than not receiving punishments, it is better to receive the punishments now. Because if you don't receive the punishment, does that mean your sin is gone? I'm talking about sins leading to death. And there is no punishment. Then it's not blessing. So, even though you commit sins leading to death, you had chances to be forgiven. So you wrote repentance letters and you received the forgiveness. You are forgiven. So that's okay. But sins leading to death, there is no forgiveness. That is why, you know, without me praying for you and being forgiven, if you hadn't had this, and if you committed sins leading to death and you don't receive the punishments, it's not something good. It just means God is not giving you any chance of repentance. If you get a cancer or something, you'll try to live, you'll try to repent, you'll try to pray. But of course, it can't be really forgiven by praying like that. But anyway, if you keep on trying again and again, you might be forgiven. And your sin might be wiped away. But if you don't receive any punishment, you can't repent. And right now, even though you don't have, even though you don't have any pain, you're not saved. The Bible says you will only waiting for the fear of, with fear for the judgment, and you will pay even for the last penny. If God doesn't say it, say so. You will just live any way you want, committing sins, doing so many evil things, and say, oh, if you say you believe, you'll be saved. What do they believe, like in other churches? What do they believe? Even if you commit sins, you'll be saved? What do they believe? So the message is preached here. Because it's true, there is the actual deed following. And so my words are guaranteed by God, even by moving the weather conditions, changing the weather conditions. Without knowing the truth, those who don't know anything, they say heretical or things like heresy and things like that. But what is heresy? If you ask them what is heresy, then they're not able to explain. What is the evidence of us being heretical? Then what do they say? They say something else. Oh, they say you have to give offerings to be saved. And they just say things that are not true. And some people believe. And they say, oh, you see prophets. In one person, some of them said, oh, Reverend Jedok Lee disregards the prophets. How would I disregard prophets? I always respected them all the time. I love them. And they say, oh, Jedok Lee disregards the prophets. He talks speaks of prophets without any respect. Explain it. What should I say? I love the prophets. What should I say? How should I explain? And it is because of total nonsense. Because they are the ones who do the lawlessness, who practice lawlessness, who are stained by corruption, and whatever they are saying, from one to everything, for each and every single thing, it is not true. When the time comes, we'll issue a statement in the newspapers, what is true and what is not. So we will proclaim to the whole world. We will send it to every church in South Korea, big and small church. To big churches, we'll send many, many copies, so all their pastors and elders can read them. We wanted to do it once, but because of disobedience, we missed the time. They should have done it when my heart was moved. So from what is heresy? Starting from what is heresy, the definition, and everything, and all the everything about those people who created the false rumors, and those who believed those false rumors, they heard only false rumors and judged us. Saying, Jedok Lee spends money, wastes so much money, and Manmin Church is a rich church, you know, the second richest church in the whole world. But we are not rich. We don't have any savings. We had a hard time paying the interest. But anyway, but it's not something to be hated if they say we are rich. But they say I'm spending half of church money. It's them who are spending church money. But I've never spent any money from the church, any money of the church. Not a single penny.
그래서 살아서는 재앙이 없는 것처럼 보이다가 정작 심판 때 형벌로 거둘 수도 있습니다.
So it might look like they live without the punishment on this earth, but they will face judgment of hell eventually. So if you don't receive any punishment, you have to keep on repenting until you breathe your last on this earth, even 1 year, 2 years, because you can't go to hell.
그럼 그런 죄를 짓지 말든가.
Or better yet, don't commit sins leading to death. Also, even though they lived a relatively good life, everyone has the original sin and self-committed sins, so they cannot escape the punishment of hell unless they are forgiven under the blood of Jesus. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says that God has set eternity in men's heart. For those who are good-hearted, even unbelievers, they look for the eternity. They don't deny heaven and hell. Those are good-hearted. Namely, He gave us the seed of life so we can instinctively seek spiritual things. Even those with hardened hearts who didn't listen to the gospel still instinctively have fear because their spirit knows about the punishment. In the past, when I was an unbeliever, I said that there were no demons, but I never said there's no God. I said there must be the Creator. I thought demons were out of date and superstition. So I thought demons were not there. But I listened carefully when my dad was saying some ghost stories. So it was fun. I had to believe. If I wouldn't believe at all, I would have said to my dad, oh, please don't tell me those ghost stories. But I believed in my heart there is heaven and hell, although I didn't really know about them. If I had books about heaven and hell, I would have gone to church right away. If anybody, even though nobody told me to come to church, if I read the book Heaven and Hell, I would have gone to church right away. In order to drive away such fear, one must cultivate perfect love. Those believers who love God and keep His commandments are not afraid of disasters on this earth, and they do not fear death either. I will continue from the next session. Please understand about love, spiritual love and fleshly love. What is fleshly love? You know it. You are asked to give a sermon for 1 hour about fleshly love and spiritual love, you should be able to do it. And spiritual love will never break the heart of the other person. That's why you can have peace with everybody, because you never break the heart of anybody. You never give a hard time. You never say a word that breaks the heart of the other person. Because love, spiritual love, serves the other. You give to the other person. And you can never break the heart of the others. And your love never changes. Once you say you love, if it is spiritual love, your love will never change. It's the same between husband and wife. Before marriage, you say you love each other and you get married when you are dating each other. And why do you begin to dislike each other, hate each other, and why do you have to talk about divorce? Because it's not spiritual love. It is only fleshly love. Fleshly love changes. And with the passage of time, you feel bored. and so many other things. But spiritual love, it only gets deeper and deeper. So you should be able to understand between fleshly love and spiritual love. Mrs. Lee, I'm not really giving her anything. Love only gets deeper. She has endured well. So once she said, as a reward, I'd like to give her a reward. I'm happy. And she has been praying so hard. Will the food make her comfortable? So, no. So, I just wanted to give her a place for her to take a rest, make it beautiful, just next to Gethsemane prayer house, and give to her. Because she is, has bird heart. She won't say, oh, it's mine, so senior pastor, you shouldn't just come anytime. But also, we can use it for training place for men of spirit. We once had a day, a training place for men of spirit, but the place was too small, so we can use this her place too. And she can make use of this place as she wants. And if you also go into spirit, you can come there. It's not in a faraway country. If you just come into spirit, you can visit there often, you know, receive a spiritual training. Let us pray. Father God, I talked about spiritual love today. I talked about what spiritual love is and fleshly love is. Not so much in detail yet, but I briefly explain about spiritual love. Let us understand it in our heart. Now let us truly be able to love spiritual love between husband and wife, parents and children, and among the neighbors and brothers and sisters. Father, thank you. Lay your hands on sick parts and burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Francis Santino of the United States, hypertension, high blood pressure, go away. Diane of the United States, depression, go away. Dionysia of the United States, uterine myoma, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Go away. Billy, ligament, sclerosis, and sleep apnea, be healed. And Leslie, strabismus, let the hardened tension of legs be loosened. Tamil Lassi of India, respiratory disease, be healed. Anemia, be healed. And Mala of India, let her pain in the right hand go away, and let her get the money back that she lent. And let her son, Arelos, get a good job. Yu Shang, Changfan, Yishin, she has a little amniotic fluid. Let her give birth properly. Jin Hui Su, paralysis of the left foot, be healed. Zhang Sei Xin, muscle problems in the left shoulder and arm, be healed.
이자자 요도함 성립으로 된바고 깨끗함을 보다 시잉 인천 인두염 깨끗함을 보라 빛의 임하라 리 아이화 다리 허리 통증 각막 염증
리 아이화 leg pain
be healed 물러가라 빛의 임하라 왜 이 쇼퉁 근시다 물러가라 장 신호 모반증 성립으로 된바고 깨끗함을 보다 왕헝위 천식 물러가라 빛의 임하라 장한도 뇌혈전 후유증 성립을루템 받고 깨끗함을 받으라 빛의 힘을 인빅토리 시청자 및 독자 TVN 러시아 방송 시청자들
There are also viewers and readers of Invictory website and TVN Russia channel Let their families be evangelized and let them also go into Iraq and spirit
아버지 감사합니다 우리 성도님들 이제 또 내일 은사 집회가 있습니다.
Father, we will have a divine healing session tomorrow. Let all diseases be healed, and let all problems be resolved. Father, help us. Let there be lasting works of the Holy Spirit. Not only diseases, but also all problems be resolved. Let all financial problems and all prayer titles be answered. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray, Amen.